Good morning. I'm Paul Bernane with three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. Number one, after the Lion Air crash of a 737 MAX, pilots with American Airlines confronted Boeing about flaws in anti-stalling gear. Boeing executives resisted, saying at the time it was not clear that the system caused the crash. Less than 4 months later, a Boeing MAX went down in Ethiopia. Boeing is not commenting on reports about last November's meeting. Number two, the head of the Transport Workers Union is raising the possibility of a strike as the MTA addresses soaring overtime. John Samuelson says workers are being criminalized. The MTA says Chairman Pat Foy understands overtime is needed in emergencies and, quote, our employees are heroes for doing this difficult work. Number three, the governor of Alabama considers a bill that would ban almost all abortions in the state. After it passed the state house, the Senate backed the bill that includes exceptions for cases where the mother's life is at risk, but not in cases of rape and incest. In sports, the Knicks get the third pick overall in the NBA draft. New Orleans Pelicans go first, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies. The Yankees and Orioles were once again rained out. The game will be made up on Monday, August 12th, as part of a separate admission doubleheader in the Bronx. Mets beat the Nationals 6-2. Golden State takes Game 1 in the NBA Western Finals, 116-94 over the Trailblazers. The Bruins beat Carolina 2-1. Boston has a 3-0 lead in that NHL series. Here's the weather, milder today with a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 65. We're watching the markets and the latest on the news, and everything else is right there on your phone and on your smart speaker with the Radio.com app. And you can read more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.